Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. Today I want to talk about something that cuts to the heart and soul of everything to do with relationships, that cuts to the heart and soul of everything that I talk about. You know, when we tend to think about relationships, we tend to only think about them in terms of our intimate relationships. We tend to think about relationships insofar as, you know, how well we do with our lover or our partner. But I really want you to expand the way you see relationships for me. Because when you think about it, there's nothing in your life, there is no area in your life where relationships don't matter. There's no area in your life where your ability to be relatable, your ability to relate to others and have others relate to you does not matter. And let's just take that one step further. So there's your intimate relationships, your family relationships, you know, siblings, in-laws, parents, friends, colleagues, the person you buy your coffee from, your Uber driver, relationships you have with your pets. We are in relationship to everything all of the time. We really are. We are in relationship to everything all of the time. And of course, there is the most fundamental relationship of them all, the one you have with yourself. This is why I say to people, being great at relationships is your secret superpower. It really is. It's the gateway to happiness, well-being, and prosperity in every single area of our lives. Why? Because the way you relate to things impacts everything. Let's think about it for a second. There's your relationship with money. There's your relationship with your health. There's your relationship with your career. Your relationship with your sense of self-worth, confidence. The relationship you have with circumstances. I mean, we are in the middle of a global pandemic. There is a lot of uncertainty in the world. Things are changing. The way you relate to change is super important. If you're someone who doesn't relate to change well, that is going to impact every other relationship in your life. I actually had a lady call me over the weekend who's looking for some help. And she said to me, you know, ever since the pandemic hit, ever since we were put in lockdown, ever since things really have changed, my husband has just withdrawn into himself. He stopped communicating with me. He doesn't share things with me. It's like he's just disappeared inside himself. And she said, I feel like the chasm between us has become bigger and bigger and bigger. And I just don't know where to even begin. I don't know what to say. Every time I bring it up, he just seems to disappear inside himself even more. I know he's stressed about the changes. I know he's worried about money, but he won't talk to me. It's like when he's frightened or upset, he just disappears. And she said, this is not the first time I've seen this, but the pandemic has really exacerbated it. And it's really driven a wedge between us because, you know, we need each other more than anything right now. And it feels like we are just two people going through the motions. And she said, I'm really worried and I'm really scared. I was speaking to another gentleman who has been retrenched from work, who's struggling to get a job, who's feeling the pinch as so many of us are, right? And he said, you know, Fiona, I am so fearful. I'm overthinking everything. I'm too scared to make a decision. I'm struggling to make the simplest of decisions about my resume, around phone calls, around calling people. I just feel so stuck. The overwhelm is huge. And he said, I know my anxiety is through the roof around this. So his relationship to change, his relationship to doing things differently, his relationship to digging deep has really come to the fore throughout COVID, throughout the pandemic. And I'm seeing this play out in many, many different ways. Now, I'm not saying this to point out flaws. It's just more to highlight that our relationship to change really matters. our relationship to dealing with circumstances shifting, situations shifting, really matters. So when you think about it, how we relate to the world, to life, really impacts our relationships. So we are constantly in relationship to everything. And when you think about the word relationship, what comes to mind for me is this. Relationships are all about the way we interact with all things, and they're about the way we feel about things. Now, if you understand that the principles, right, imagine if you had that understanding that the principles behind the way we react with all things and the way we feel about all things is exactly the same. Exactly the same. So the principles behind relationships, the principles behind relating to life are all exactly the same. If you knew that and you had that understanding, what would that mean for you? How would that impact your life? What would that change for you? You're starting to see now that our ability to be relatable, the relationships that we have with everything, with all things, really, really, really matter. And they're much, much bigger than we think. And when I say bigger, I don't mean heavier or more of a burdensome. It just, they encompass so much more than we realize. The more that we can see that, perhaps the more curious we will become about, well, how can I do that better? How can I be in relationship better? Not just with my intimate partner, although the principles behind relationships cover that too. Not just there, but what if I expanded my outlook around what it means to be relatable, around where and how relationships really matter, around how I show up to life, how I show up to myself, how I show up to change, to money, to health, because it's all the same, right? How we show up around one thing really does kind of lead the way for how we show up around many others. I think what's really interesting here is when you start to see that we are all looking for the same thing. So all human beings want to feel supported. They want to feel valued. They want to know that they matter. They want to know that they have something to contribute. They want to feel heard. They want to feel like someone has their back. They want to feel a part of all things. We do. We always do better when we feel connected to all things. We don't do so well when we feel separate. We don't do so well when we feel alone. That's when our frailties come out. That's when the worst of us tends to come out. That's when we find life much harder. That's when it feels like we're moving through mud. When we don't have an understanding of the principles behind relationships, when we don't have an understanding of the way things work, the way human beings work, and we don't have an understanding of the nature of life, and all of these things are come under the same umbrella and fall under the same principles, when we don't have that understanding, we tend to really struggle when we feel alone. You know, we tend to treat that sense of separateness or feeling alone with a sense of panic and fear and worry, and we fight against it, and we try and manage it, and we try and change it. It's like, you know, fighting your way through quicksand, you just sink a lot more deeply. But what if you weren't afraid of that because you had this understanding? What if that wasn't a concern for you because you were fully aware of the principles behind relationships, where you had that secret superpower? It would help you in every single area of your life, not just your intimate relationships, not just the way you parent, not just your relationships at work, but your relationships to all things. We are constantly in relationship with everything around us. And how we show up to that is absolutely your secret superpower. The reason I'm emphasizing this so much is because we tend to think about relationships and feel frightened by them. We tend to have a very disempowering view, which is, I should be good at them. If I'm not doing them very well, that means something about me. It means I'm a bit of a failure. I should be able to work it out on my own. It's not something that I really should put any energy into. I should just know this stuff. And if I don't, that says something about me. And you know, that's such a limited, narrow view. It cuts you off from what's possible if you were to see how important being in relationship is. If you could see that your ability to do relationships well is your absolute natural birthright. You were born knowing this stuff. It's just that it's just kind of being covered over with a lot of thinking, a lot of beliefs, and an awful lot of misunderstandings. I think one of the great things that I love about the work that I do is that when I have the opportunity to work with a client who really wants to know this stuff, It's like a whole new world opens up for them. They see how easy it is. They feel lighter, clearer. It's almost this sense of relief of, oh, I do know this. I just didn't realize how easy it was. I didn't realize how simple it was. I've been overcomplicating everything. I don't feel so impacted by life. I don't feel so impacted by upset. I don't feel so impacted by the differences that I experience between myself and others. I'm not overthinking things as much as I was. I'm a lot calmer within myself. This is the feedback that I get an awful lot with my clients. When people realize that the principles behind their intimate relationships are exactly the same as the principles behind the way they get on with people at work, the way they feel about themselves, how they relate to money, how they relate to change, they start to feel more empowered. And the more empowered and confident you feel, the easier these things become. Not because you've got to work hard at it, but because you have an understanding now of the way things work. What you're looking for is right under your nose. Because everybody's looking for the same thing, right? We're looking for a good feeling. We're looking for a sense of peace and calm. We're looking for well-being. We're looking for clarity. We're looking for that sense of knowing. And it doesn't exist in anything outside of you. It exists in you. And you find it, or you get in touch with it very deeply when you understand the way things work. When you can see that what we all need is the ability to create relationships with everyone and everything. And when you see how easy it is, it literally becomes your secret superpower. Now, I've met many people that feel that because of what happened in their past, they don't do emotions well. That because maybe their mother and father didn't have a good marriage or a good relationship, they don't know how to do it. That maybe their dad wasn't around, so they don't know how to be a parent, or their mum wasn't around. Or because they're explosive and reactionary, that means something about them. And I want you to know, if you're one of those people that runs from feelings, that feels disempowered in your relationships, that feels like you've got to constantly make everyone feel good in order for you to be okay, that maybe you are a little too explosive and you feel shame and guilt around that, but you don't know how to change it, I want you to know that you were born being good at this stuff. It just got covered up over time. You're not missing something. There's nothing in you that you're missing. We all have capacity for this and we all have access to it. It's just sometimes we look in the wrong place for the answer. You know, sometimes we look for those things through our careers, through our bank balance, through our children, through where we live, through our bodies, through many, many, many things. And I'm not saying those things don't matter. I'm not saying they're not important. They are. But, you know, you'll probably have noticed this already. You only get momentary senses of satisfaction or momentary feelings of satisfaction when you achieve one of those things. It's not where long-term fulfillment lies. Long-term fulfillment lies in the feeling we sit in. It lies in how connected we are to life, how impacted we get by life, how impacted we get by other people, how present we are. That's when we truly feel fulfilled. That's when we get out of our intellectual mind. That's when we are coming more from our heart space, more from wisdom, more from somewhere else. Which is why the more deeply you understand the principles behind relationship, the more easily those things show up in your life. Which is why I say being great at relationships is your secret superpower. Everybody is relatable. Everybody was born knowing this. And that's what I want to show you through my podcast, through my online programs, through the work that I do. I want you to know that you can be great at this. It's your birthright.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukis.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program, where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.